Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. Have you ever been reading in the book of Matthew or maybe one of the parallel accounts and run across this word? Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Have you ever wondered in your reading of that passage what the word scourged actually means? In fact, you may have also wondered what the word crucified means. Those were certainly typical forms of punishment in that day, and as we reflect upon it from our standpoint living in our day, it might not be as easy to understand what they readily understood by the use of that one word in the New Testament. And so I want you today to consider that word in verse 26, scourged. I want you to understand that when the Bible in passing uses that term, exactly what it is that Jesus Himself endured. The scourging took place in this particular day where a victim would be tied with his hands very high above his head. They would take and basically stretch the skin on his back so that the skin on his back was very taut like the skin on a drum. Even more embarrassing, the victim would be stripped of his clothing, and there before all his nakedness would be displayed. A man who was a professional torturer known as a lictor would have this instrument, a cat of nine tails, a flagrum is what they called it, and this particular instrument would have a handle. The handle itself was not what was so significant, but what was placed on it. There would be placed on this handle at varying intervals on the strands of leather, small pieces of sheep bone and small lead balls. And this lictor would stand from the victim about 3 or 4 feet away. And remember, this victim's hands would be tied very high above his head so that his skin on his back was stretched very tight. And this man, with all of his force, with all of his might, would begin to bring that flagrum against the back of the victim. It would immediately cause the body to go into shock. Those small pieces of sheep bone would cause lacerations in the back. It would be like taking paper and ripping shreds of paper off of it. That's what the victim's back would have looked like. Those small lead balls placed on that flagrum would cause deep bruising, deep bleeding inside the body. And so basically they would systematically rip the back off of the individual. In his ecclesiastical history, Eusebius records that even in his day, the day of Polycarp, that is, as he's reflecting upon it in time, he looks and he talks about those who are astonished at seeing people who are scourged and their flesh and their skin being removed down to their very arteries, down to their internal organs. You see, we learn from history that the Romans had so perfected the art of scourging that they could literally rip the back off of the individual, expose his internal organs, and by some chance keep him alive. Now, they used to describe scourging as intermediate death because so many people died under that particular form of punishment. For those who passed out because the pain was so intense, it is noted historically that the Romans would keep buckets of salt water nearby and pour upon the back of the victim to keep him awake and pain sensitive. The next time you're singing songs in the congregation about the old rugged cross, the next time you're reading in your Bible about by His stripes you are healed, I think you'll understand better what it means that He was scourged. According to the Bible in John 19, Jesus is taken by Pilate and shown before the people. And Pilate exclaims, "Behold the man." This bloody stump of a man is now presented to the people to appease their bloodlust. And he had done so by what the Bible describes as scourging. Don't ever forget as you're taking the Lord's Supper that this bloody mess of a man allowed himself to be made that way for you. He died for you, for your sins, to make an atonement for you. That's what it meant to be scourged. It's just one word in the Bible. It's easy for us to skip right over because we don't pay much attention to it. But locked inside that word is the pain and the agony of our Savior at having His back literally ripped off. Jesus was scourged for you. Will you then give your life to Him by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized into Jesus for the remission of sins and have His blood, the blood that He shed in the entire process of His death to wash away your sins and make you white as snow? He was scourged for you. His stripes healed you, and they can. Scourged, our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.